Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. And he is Vice President of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's a purveyor of 10,000 Commandments, 2015. That's the new edition. That's what is this, the 20th edition?
It's like the 22nd. Okay. I'm the purveyor, but it's unpriced. You can download it for free.
but he'll buy you a cup of coffee if you want to listen to it.
That's right. I'll play you some ZZ Top too.
Exactly. So folks, this is Wayne's. As far as I know, it's the most exhaustive research on the hidden cost, the cost of regulations, and the hidden burden. What is it you say? If it were an economy, it'd be the 10th largest economy?
it's an avalanche. I'm trying to stay in front of it. If federal regulation at $1.8 trillion were an economy, if it were a country, it would be the world's 10th largest between Italy and the Russian Federation.
Wow.
So it's a huge amount. But putting that number in context, and Jim, if listeners don't know, the regulatory cost, that includes everything from environmental regulation, banking regulation, insurance,
but you're just talking
FDA,
about federal, too,
labor.
Right?
This is federal regulation only. I'm not talking about state and local. Now, that's another thing that we'll have to do another whole show on, because I think we need similar report for state regulations as well. But all of that regulation is the compliance and economic cost of government interventions of all those types of regulations. I'm pegging right now, my placeholder is $1.8 trillion. Mm. And as I mentioned, that's more than the federal budget was back in the 1990s. It is right now, it's over half the level of the existing federal budget. You know, federal spending right now is about $3.5 trillion. So regulatory costs are more than half that level. If you think about individual income taxes, those are around $1.2 trillion a year. Mm-hmm. So the cost of regulation is greater than that. The corporate income tax, even, think about all the energy we spend saying we need corporate tax reform. And we do. I completely agree because of incentive reasons and all that sort of thing. But that's only $333 billion.
Right.
And so we put a lot of energy on that. But meanwhile, the regulatory state is $1.8 trillion. By my best reckoning, using largely government data, looking at OMB, GAO, and other data and things like that. So I think it's important to address. There are efforts underway in Congress to address it, and we've talked about some of those before. I know you're concerned about the administrative reforms. These guys aren't going to really do anything.
Let me ask you a question.
You got to do some of that, but you've also got to change the statutes, because you were talking about EPA and mentioning some other things during the break. The agencies are often forbid. It's the law. We say the regulators are out of control. You know, I always mention the unconstitutionality.
But the laws are not the same as the regulations, are they?
Right. Last year there were about 226. There were 226 federal laws that Obama signed. And then, meanwhile, the federal regulators put out 3,554 regulations.
226 laws, 3,500 regulations.
So you have a huge multiple every year of regulations.
And stop, hold on, wait,
laws.
Wait, stop, stop. I got to say something here. Those 3,500 regulations, folks, were created by unelected individuals.
Exactly.
And how many of them, Wayne, I got to stick this in. How many of those regulations weren't because something was wrong, somebody did something wrong, something needed to be fixed? It was done just because the government doesn't like something.
That's right. The Congress delegates this power to agencies, and often Congress did pass Obamacare. Congress did pass Dodd-Frank. So all of the rules that issue from those, you can lay squarely at the foot of Congress for the blame. But agencies also use a lot of discretion, and Congress, to me, Congress is to blame for this too. It has the Congressional Accountability Act, and it mm-hmm. can it can pass a resolution of disapproval of anything that it wants to. The Congress can. But regulate, I mean, everything, Jim, from regulating breath mints. The FDA's got new regulations on the serving size of one serving of breath mints. They're regulating, they want to require labels on vending machines. And you've talked about labeling requirements and menu requirements for restaurants and how onerous those are for small businesses.
But let me ask you a question. Like, has any regulation ever been done away with? Has there ever been the death of a regulation?
Yeah, there was that. Carly Fiorina had said there's no regulation that's ever been repealed. She was exaggerating a little. You know, we do have times, Jim, where and this is why I'm a little more optimistic than you. Although I think you if things go wrong, you could be completely right about us not rolling some of these things back. But remember, back in the 70s and 80s, and it was kind of before my time as far as policy goes. But in the Carter era, there was a lot of bipartisan agreement that there was too much economic regulation, too much regulation in transportation, railroads especially, they liberalized. There was banking deregulation and so forth. So you get that occasionally, and that happened again in the 1990s, a little before you and I first connected. I worked for Senator Phil Graham on the Hill, and back at that time, there was a big push for too many unfunded mandates. There were too many unfunded mandates on state and local government. So you had all the
But when those are just dropped, those are literally drops in the bucket, though, aren't they? I mean, what you're saying is a fact, but they're not significant.
They wrote what they did at that time.
Go ahead, quickly wrap it up.
We'll have to do something where Congress has to approve every major regulation. That's where all.
I like that. How do we do that? Who do we elect to make that happen?
It's passed in the House twice. Now,
folks,
we've got to get this.
The elections matter because the administration in the White House is who has a lot to do with the regulations that you and I get. Tim Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Wayne Cruz.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.